Princess Mirabel and the Party Hoppers. Written by Julia Donaldson. Illustrated by Lydia Monks. Read by Sophie Thompson. "Happy birthday, Anthony," said Ellen, holding out a present. Her six-year-old cousin snatched it and ripped off the paper. "It's a book. I hate books. They're boring," he said, throwing it on the floor. "Why couldn't you get me a computer game?" Anthony was a pain, and the most painful thing about him was that he was exactly 2 years younger than Ellen's friend Livy. Their parties were on the same day, and Mum always insisted that Ellen went to Anthony's one. It just wasn't fair, especially this year when Livy's 8th birthday party was in the swimming pool with inflatables to bounce about on and pizzas in the cafe afterwards. "Let's play a few games before tea," said Anthony's mother, Auntie Pam, brightly. Ellen's heart sank even lower. The games were always the same. Stick the tail on the donkey, pass the parcel and musical chairs, and Anthony always won at least two of them. His mother saw to that. Auntie Pam stuck up a big picture of a donkey without a tail and gave each child a paper tail with their name written on it. "How about you going first, as you're the oldest, Ellen?" she suggested. She tied a scarf round Ellen's eyes and guided her towards the donkey picture. Ellen pinned the tail onto it blindly and everyone laughed. Auntie Pam removed the scarf and Ellen saw that the tail was sticking onto one of the donkey's ears. All the other guests had goes till the donkey had tails growing out of its legs, mane and nose. Then it was Anthony's turn. "Don't tie it too tight," he ordered his mother. When he was standing in front of the donkey picture, Ellen noticed him tilting his head back, and she guessed that he was peeping out from below the scarf. Sure enough, he stuck the tail onto exactly the right spot. "Brilliant birthday boy," said Auntie Pam, and presented him with the prize, which was an enormous box of chocolates. "Now let's play Dead Lions," she said. This was a game where you all had to lie on the floor and try not to move. If you moved, you were out. Unless you were Anthony, in which case you squealed, "I didn't move, I didn't move, I didn't," until your mother gave you another chance. Auntie Pam produced a box of face paints and suggested that for a change, the children might like to be different jungle animals, not just lions. She got Ellen to help her paint zebra and tiger stripes onto the younger children's faces in front of the big mirror in the hall. The made-up children raced back into the sitting room and Ellen was left to paint her own face. She felt in rather a poisonous mood, so she decided to be a snake. She picked up the green stick and was about to start painting her face when she saw the mirror lips move and heard a familiar voice. "Are you sure you've been invited?" asked Mirabel. Ellen felt ridiculously glad to see her. It was true that Mirabel usually spelt trouble, but she was much more fun than Anthony and his friends. "Of course I've been invited. It's my cousin's party," Ellen replied, glancing around to check that no one else could see Mirabel climbing out of the mirror. Mirabel looked around too. "Oh dear," she said. "I seem to be in the wrong place. I'm supposed to be at the wood nymph's party. That was why I was painting my face green." Like Ellen, she had a box of face paints in one hand.